the Energy Overview. I'm Mason Knight. And of course, sitting me down is Techie Joe. How are you, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm better now that the hiccups are over.
Yes.
Yes. That was a little late. A little bit of hiccuping going on.
And he was like, I can't go to air like this.
Duh.
It was adorable. It was.
Thank you for thinking it was adorable. Let's get the Patreon sent out. Give me a minute. So how's Psychic Saturday been today, Joe?
Well, I don't think it's been a bad one. I think it's been pretty good. Had some client conversations. I ran out and picked up some stuff. We ran out of water.
Yep.
That was a moment. So picked up all of that. But yeah, no, I think it was a pretty good Psychic Saturday. What about you?
So far, it's been really good. It's been really creative and really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So let's dig into May's astrology. First, let's look at the major events. May 2nd, Pluto goes retrograde in Aquarius. After an enlightening few months, we have the opportunity to reflect on what we've learned, the mistakes we've made, and how to move forward in the dawn of this new era.
All right, then May 7th, new moon in Taurus. This benevolent new moon gives us the stability to grow during this upcoming lunar cycle. This is the ideal time to plant the seeds of love or financial gain and put down roots that will bloom in the autumn.
May 14th, Ceres goes retrograde in Capricorn. Over the next few months, we'll be thinking of what we need to be striving surviving the professional world, escaping concerns for reputation and public image, as we can easily take the hit right now.
All right. And then May 15th, the very next day, Mercury enters Taurus. With Mercury finally completely out of the retrograde chaos, we can slow down and reflect on our plans when the planet of communication enters the steady sign of the bowl. This is a good time to think practically when it comes to money, business, and relationships, as we'll be strategic when achieving our goals.
Interesting. All right. Polaris goes retrograde, enters Scorpio. Our thoughts get darker as we may have to trust our instincts to get the answers we seek. There's a strong possibility of exploring taboos and getting outside of our comfort zone to truly understand the world.
And then May 20th, Sun enters Gemini. Our minds and mouths will be going a mile a minute when the Sun enters the entertaining and intelligent sign of the twins. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll all be feeling a little more energetic and vicarious as we're curious about everything, from thoughts and ideas to the latest gossip.
And, you know, May 23rd, full moon in Sagittarius. This adventurous full moon helps us shake off the stagnant, boring rut of our lives and helps us forge a new path for ourselves to serve our higher purpose, letting go of the baggages we've been carrying around and taking a leap of faith.
And then May 23rd, Venus enters Gemini. Words can make all the difference over the next few weeks when Venus enters clever Gemini. So use them well to flirt, ask people out, sell products, and invest. However, make sure your mouth doesn't make promises you can't keep.
Don't want to be writing any checks your ass can't cover.
There you go.
Jupiter enters Gemini. Damn, Gemini, you guys have a house party again. Rest of the year is about getting very chatty as the plan of luck and spirituality enters the compassionate and charming sign of Gemini. Our mind will be adapting and opening up to new ideas and possibilities. This is a great time to go to school, meet a new person, but keep things flexible.
And to note, that's on May 25th that Jupiter enters Gemini.
Yes.
May 25th. That's all your major events for the month. There are many, many more.
Yes.
So make sure you're on ASIN's mailing list, and you will get those in weekly chunks.
Yes. Or if you like it more by the day, be sure to be following me on the socials.
Ooh. All of them. All the socials. Just all the socials.
Yep. All right. So with that, let's pop over. Let's start looking at y'all's love, your money, and your careers.
All right. Well, first up is Aries, March 21st to April 20th.
All right. So first up, Aries, we have you with the Knight of Wands in your love sector. It's time to go explore. Aries, you're great at exploring and showing off your styles. It's time to check out what's going on in the love department. In your money area, we have the Seven of Cups. Are you hitting goals? Are you spending your money right? It's time to be looking at that, Aries, because when we look at your career sector, we have the Ten of Swords here. Someone just stabbed you in the back, and you're going to be going, I can't go on. Get your ass up and get moving, Aries. Stop getting in your head.
All right. Well, moving right along, we have Taurus, April 21st to May 20th.
All right. One moment.
Oh, no. You got a jumper.
We have a half a deck of jumping.
Oh, no.
All right, Taurus. Brace for impact. Because normally I do love, money, and career. We got a full set. So we're just going to read them off things. You need to be looking at your finances, seeing where they're going. You also need to be walking away from the things that do not help you, Taurus. With the world hinting here, you also see things coming full circle. Moving on, we have the Emperor here. You need to take more control of your life, making sure it's more focused. Remember to keep your relationships simple. Kiss them, but don't keep them. And even though you've got the High Priest sitting, your Priestess sitting here, that doesn't mean you stand between decisions, Taurus. She came up upside down. You need to start moving through the veils.
All right. Quite a month.
I want me to lock in.
Yes. All right. So, Taurus, you know what to do. Gemini, up next, May 21st to June 21st.
All right, Gemini, let's look at your love, your money, and your career. All right, first up in the love sector is the good news. We have the Lover's card. Ooh, passion, romance, desire, ethical choices, all rolled into one. In your money sector, we have the Ace of Swords. New abundance, new things taken on. In your career sector, however, we have the Devil. No wonder you're needing a lover to come rescue you because you're being chained to the dust. Is your career oppressing you? You need to be looking at that.
Okay, next up is Cancer, June 22nd to July 22nd.
Mm-hmm. All right, first up, Cancer, in your love life, we have the Three of Cups. People are watching you, paying attention to how you handle things. Remember to be really expressing yourself right now. In your money sector, we have the Eight of Cups. Are you paying for things you don't need, paying for things you don't want? Why do you need to be walking away from things that aren't serving you in your money department? In your career department, we have financial opportunities coming your way with the Page of Pentacles here, leading you to where you want to be at.
Okay. And then we have Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd.
Right. Right, Leos, in your love department, there are things that you're doing. Na 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 na. Don't. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. You need to be paying attention to them. In your money department, we have opportunities. There's finances coming in from different directions. Be balancing them out. In your career sector, we have the Three of Cups, which is a lot of success, a lot of happiness coming in your career sector. Like, the only one I'm worried about overall is the love sector and you not paying attention to what's being told to you.
All right. And up next, Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd.
Hello, Virgos. How are you? Interesting, interesting. All right. Virgos, in your love department, you're going to have to make some defense here. You're either having a lot of fun, or you need to start ask yourself why you're having to defend your love to others, because it's another damn business. In your money sector, things start coming full circle. The things you've put money out for is going to be starting to pay off on you. In your career sector, you're going to be feeling a little left out, like you weren't included in the important meetings, but that's okay. It really doesn't matter in the end because it actually benefits you more.
Okay. And next up, Libra, September 22nd to October 22nd.
Right, Libra. All right, Libra, first up, we have the Ace of Swords, a new opportunity to love, new desires, new activities going on in the bedroom. In your money sector, we have the Eight of Pentacles, with this being the Eight of Pentacles popping in here. In your money sector, you need to go down and see if your accounting is being done right. Make sure your finances are getting balanced. In your job sector, and here's why, is we have the Five of Cups. You ain't happy with your job, so you need to know if you have the freedom to get the hell out of there.
Okay, and coming up next, Scorpio, October 23rd to November 22nd.
No Scorpio. No, two major Scorpio, brace for impact. First up, in the love department, we have the Lover's card, which is enlightening. It means new relationships, new things going on there. In your money department, we have something unforeseen popping up here. It could be a check you don't expect. This could be finances coming in. In your job department, however, we have a Strength card, which is you needing to think out your next move, which I know is sometimes hard. You want to go and sting your balls. No, you need to make sure that he's even worth you stinging your balls.
Okay. And then we have Sagittarius, November 23rd to December 21st.
Right, Sagittarius, how you doing? Okay. So first up in the love department, something new is coming. Something will be being explored. In the money department, we have you needing to take a break. Give your credit cards a break. They need a nap. Your checkbook also needs a rest too. In your work department, we are thinking not Queen of Pentacles here. You need to start making sure your workplace feels as warm and homey as you can make it.
Oh, good deal. And next up is Capricorn, December 22nd to January 20th.
All right, Cappies. All right. So first up in the love department, we have the Hierophant, Capricorns. Maybe relationships aren't your thing, but you really don't need to be trying to apply spiritual idealism to them. Maybe start looking at more traditional ways to figure out where you want to be at in it. In your money department, you need to look what you're planting this year, Capricorns. What money patterns are you building? What things are you heading into? In your job department, stay out of the gossip pool. It's really not benefiting you. Okay.
All righty. And then Aquarius, January 21st to February 19th.
Hello, time, age of Aquarius. Okay, this is another one getting hit, but double majors. First up in your love department, Aquarius. It's time to turn up the attraction factor. People around you think you're very adorable, very supercharged. You need to be leading into that. In your money department, we have the star card. You need advice on what to be doing with your cash because you ain't handling it well. In your job department, we have the four of pentacles here, which shows you just needing to maintain the status quo. Don't get adventurous and additional. Status quo, Aquarius.
All right, and rounding out the month of energy overview, Pisces, February 20th to March 20th.
Right, Pisces. Oh, very nice, Pisces. All right, so in the love department, Pisces, you're giving it a rest, which is good. You need to be looking at it and letting it build. In your money department, we have the Sun card. Go spend some money on yourself. Stop being so hard-wearish of taking care of everyone else. Focus it on you. In your career department, we have the Chariot. It's time for advancement. It's time for moving forward. Okay?
Good deal.
All right. So May's going to be an exciting, busy month. The network's making some changes. What I mean by that is we're moving some shows a little bit. We're moving a couple of them, one earlier, one later. Mountain Bears is at 9 p.m. now. And Spike Makes the Plans is at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Yes.
So we planned the psychic earlier. We made the bears late.
Bears need to be a little later. The psychics need to have their plans put together a little earlier. We're still possibly going to move a few others, but it's just the change in time. It's still going to be the same group programming. Let's see what else is there. Other than that, things are moving right along. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Buzzing right along through the year.
So with that, take it away.
All right. Of course, we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you too can become one of our Patreon sponsors and receive all the wonderful benefits they receive, please visit us at PCSPnetwork.com.
Yes. Good night, y'all.
Good night.